As dusk painted the sky in hues of pink and gold, Ella found herself walking down the narrow alleys of Venice. The soft glow of lanterns reflecting off the canal waters, the gentle strumming of a distant guitar, and the allure of a masked stranger playing the violin on a bridge, everything seemed to beguile her senses. Beguile, a term often associated with charm and enchantment, was precisely what she felt. This is your host, Danny, and this is Word Power from English Plus Podcast. Originating from the Middle English word beguilen, to deceive, beguile has over time evolved into a term signifying enchantment, often in the most positive and heartwarming manner. While its origins might hint at deception, modern-day usage is more about allure, and it's this transformation that makes the term resonate with so many tales of charm. Imagine Alex, a librarian in a small town. On his mundane commute to work, he stumbled upon a street musician, Mia, whose melodies had the power to beguile anyone passing by. It wasn't just the notes she played, but the stories her music narrated. A dance of passion, longing, and celebration. Intrigued, Alex soon found himself visiting that street corner every day, allowing Mia's music to beguile him into a world of imagination and wonder. Across the globe, in a bustling Tokyo cafe, Sophie was having a terrible day. Then, out of the blue, a stranger approached, offering her a handmade origami crane with intricate patterns. "Just a little something to beguile your day," he said with a smile. That simple act of kindness, that momentary distraction, changed the course of her day, turning it from dreary to delightful. Beguile isn't restricted to grand gestures or magical settings. It often hides in life's tiniest details. Think about Grandma Jane's stories. With every tale of her youth, adventures in the wild woods, escapades with mischievous elves, or her first dance under a starlit sky, she beguiled generations, making them hang on to her every word. Or consider Ben, a schoolteacher, who had a unique way of making history come alive. Instead of just dates and events, he narrated tales of kings and queens, heroes and villains, all in a way that beguiled his students, making them fall in love with the past. However, beguile is not just about people. Places, too, can have the same enchanting effect. Sarah, an avid traveler, narrates her experience in the Sahara Desert. As she sat on a dune, watching the sun dip below the horizon, the vastness of the golden sands, the silence only interrupted by the soft whisper of the wind, beguiled her into a trance. The desert, with its raw beauty, had cast a spell on her. In our everyday lives, too, there are moments that beguile us, capturing our attention and making time stand still. The first rain of the season, the laughter of a child, the aroma of freshly baked bread, or even the sight of an old photograph can beguile our senses, taking us on a journey down memory lane or making us dream of the future. In essence, to be beguiled is to be enchanted by the beauty around and within us. It's to allow ourselves to be swept away, even if momentarily, by the charm that life has to offer. Through Ella's Venetian escapades, Alex's musical rendezvous, Sophie's origami surprise, Grandma Jane's tales, Ben's history lessons, and Sarah's desert trance, we are reminded that life, in all its facets, has the power to beguile. In conclusion, as we traverse the diverse paths of life, let's remain open to its beguiling moments. Let's cherish the tales that enchant us, the places that captivate our hearts, and the simple gestures that make life magical. For in the end, it's these beguiling snippets of time that weave the grand tapestry of our existence.